Hello?
Hi, good afternoon, Larry. This is Esther calling from Family First Home Care.
How are you?
I am doing okay. What about yourself?
I'm okay.
All right. Larry, I'm just checking are you currently receiving home care services through another agency?
Yes, we were. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not very happy with it.
You're not happy. Are you still dealing with the issue with your neighbor with a harassment or anything like that? Or is it completely unrelated?
No, it's unrelated.
Okay. And may I ask what issues you're experiencing right now that you're not happy with?
I tried a different company, and both attempts, the workers were not working out.
Got it. Are you interested if we are to try and staff your case again and see if you want services with Family First?
Well, I question the I'll tell you quite honestly, I guess it's the county services as opposed to private services, and it's the workers themselves. Gosh almighty. It's hard to find the right words, but all of the workers that have come out of Philadelphia, and I've been through at least six workers,
Oh, wow.
over the past couple of years in attempts to get started or try. At least six, and all have come with drama, have come with they're coming a long distance. They either don't have a car or they rely on transportation. And to get out from the last worker that I had to let go yesterday, different company. I had to let go, and he was coming all the way from Frankfurt and Kensington Avenue. You
Oh,
know where
wow.
that is? Yeah, and it's a 2 hour bus travel time.
Yeah, that's too much travel just to come in for a day of work, and I would understand that they become unreliable at some point.
But it's the quality of the work too.
Right, yeah.
There's a different.
Unfortunately, the industry you're saying, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, and I understand on the other end. I understand people that the position that you're in, the employment pool you have to pluck from
Right.
is it. It's really unprofessional, and when you were in my position, to where you're letting someone into your home.
Right. And you're it's your home and your life is vulnerable to that, right?
Yeah.
I understand. I mean, based on what you're saying, it's like, it doesn't matter what agency, it's just the people that are in this industry and that the service providers in this industry that you're that is failing you, right?
Yeah.
All right. Look, there isn't much that we can do to change that situation. You kind of have to, like luck has to kind of strike you with a good employee that would be coming over to you. I'm understanding right now you are not having the best experience with your current agency, but if you are willing to give us another chance, if you want, Family First can try and find you somebody else again.
Well, I give you I would say this. It depends on what you can find. If you find somebody, you know, I need someone that can help move me in bed. I'm a pretty big guy, and I need help to move from one side to the other. And I need a good push. So we need somebody that can't take a nice little lady. You know?
Right. So you need someone that's stronger and bigger built.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay. Someone that, you know, one of the problems that your position is that, and then you have that people will present themselves to you and look and sound pretty good, and when they show up here, it's a different person.
Right.
You know,
unfortunately, we don't actually meet these people in person, so it kind of gets difficult. You know, the little that we get is through doing a background check, and they have to pass a medical exam, but, you know, there's a lot that is being withheld, and there's, like, a lot that we don't really know beforehand.
Well, that's a heck of a chance for me.
Right.
I, you know, that's crazy stuff that you, the only thing that you have is what someone tells you or
right.
what you.
So the only other thing is that if the caregiver has worked with us for a while with different clients and we get feedback from them.
Right.
You know, just like you're letting us know that you're having an issue with a specific employee, we would document their file and, you know, based on the circumstances, allow them to work with other clients or not.
Correct. So if you have somebody who fits that criteria, you can give me a call.
Definitely.
And we'll talk it over, and I'll talk it over with the wife. And, you know, again, their portability, their availability. I mean, you open up, unfortunately, you know, you even think about you're not legally able to say that they have all their, you know, vaccinations, from what I understand. But it just makes absolute sense. My wife works part-time for an organization now. It's a private organization. Mm-hmm. And they don't absolutely say she has to be vaccinated. But it makes absolute sense that she is protected as much as possible for the flu, so that not only that she doesn't, you know, pass on something to her clients, but that she doesn't bring something home to me.
Right, 100%.
You know?
Yeah, every state has different requirements.
Are you still working with Lori?
So I'm a little new here, so I don't really know if Lori's around, yeah.
Oh.
Was Lori your previous coordinator?
Yes. Oh, no, previous person working with me.
Oh, your caregiver. Okay.
Yeah, caregiver.
Did you want to work with Lori again, or did she have an issue with your neighbor?
Yeah, she had the issue with the neighbor.
Yeah, so I'm assuming she probably wouldn't want to give that another shot, but I could see if she's still working with us.
Well, that's okay. I just wondered if you were. It doesn't matter.
It looks like she's working with us again. She's still working with other clients at this time.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, you're welcome to reach out to her and see if she would be interested. But, you know, based on the circumstances, I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, we can certainly look for somebody else.
Yeah, no, it has to be someone else.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So.
Larry, do you mind me asking, what's the name of the agency that you're currently with?
Care Builders.
Care Builders. Okay. Yeah. All right, Larry, what we're going to do is see what we can come up with, find other caregivers, make sure that we have good feedback on them, present them to you, and then you let us know if you're interested, and then I guess we could contact your plan and have them submit your authorization over to our agency again.
That sounds fine. Okay. And your first name again was?
My name is Esther.
Thank you, Esther.
Okay, thank you for speaking with me today. Happy
I'm sorry you
holidays.
have to work on New Year's Eve.
That's okay.
Good night.
A couple of more hours until evening.
All right. Well, you be safe at home,
All
okay?
right, you too,
No
Stan.
running around on the streets.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, New Year's gonna bring the New Year's in at home safely with the television on.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah. A nice tea and coffee. Don't need liquor or
No,
smoking or anything.
I don't drink.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Neither
All
do
right, it
I.
was nice talking, Larry. We'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you very
All
much.
right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.